CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 19th of September 2021. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB convention on the 9th of October. Join in with Exercise Blue Ham on 5 MHz. New RSGB VHF UHF award. The RSGB online convention is taking place on the 9th of October. There'll be two live streams of talks available all day with question and answer sessions at the end of each talk. After the event, on the RSGB YouTube channel, you can view the lectures as many times as you wish. Callum M0MCX from DX Commander is no stranger to YouTube videos. He'll talk about an obsession with antennas, covering everything from very basic antenna modelling through to antenna shapes to achieving impossible gain. You can watch a video trailer about the convention and read about the other talks in the two streams on the RSGB website. Whether you're new to amateur radio or have been enjoying it for many years, do put the 9th of October in your diary. The RAF Air Cadets are planning to run the next Blue Ham radio communications exercise on the 16th and 17th of October. They hope that radio amateurs can put some time aside to join in with the cadets and staff on the shared section of the 5 megs band. A Blue Ham participation certificate is available to those who contact 15 or more cadet call signs during the exercise. Details will be on the alphacharlie.org.uk website. The RSGB has introduced a new VHF UHF award. It's intended to encourage people to use their new handheld and the substantial bandwidth we have at VHF and UHF. There are five levels of award available for progression. Have a look at the awards page on the RSGB webpage. Another casualty of the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic is the 2021 Tokyo Ham Fair, scheduled for the 2nd and 3rd of October. Due to the latest wave of infection this summer, the Japanese National Society, JARL, has reluctantly decided to cancel the Ham Fair. They hope that the Tokyo Ham Fair will be back in 2022 under safer conditions. The recently formed Amplitude Modulation Amateur Society has announced the date of its very first monthly AMNet. It'll take place today, Sunday the 19th of September at 18:30 UTC on 3.625 MHz. Robert GW6GBY will be the net controller using the callsign GC5AMS from the historic transmitter site at Krugion. Members and non-members are welcome to join in using AM. More information is on qrz.com under G5AMS. Next week, after a few months of normal eclipse periods, FunCube 1 and AO73 will re-enter full sunlight for about 2 months. It's been in continuous transponder mode for some time now, and AMSAT UK has decided that during this sunlight period, FunCube 1 should operate in continuous high-power telemetry mode. The change will be made within the next few days. FunCube 1 has now been in orbit for almost 8 years, and the telemetry indicates that all systems, including the battery and solar panels, appeared to be operating as well as now as they did immediately after the launch. The IARU Region 1 Monitoring Service newsletter, dated August 2021, is now available. Generally, August showed a very similar situation to previous months. Well-known intruders were regularly present on the 7 megs band. From time to time, an intermodulation of 13855 and 13710 kHz was heard on 14000 kHz or 14,000 kHz. Also, several over-the-horizon radar systems were active almost daily. You can read the full report, including the UK report, from Richard G4DYA at IARU-R1.org. Now, for details of rallies and events, before travelling to any rally or event, please check that there haven't been any alterations or cancellations because of the pandemic. Today, the 19th, the Cambridge Repeater Group rally will be held at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, CB22 6RN. Please be aware there will not be a bring and buy, but car boot traders are welcome. Visitors are recommended to wear face masks for the indoor section. Doors open 9:30 a.m. and entry is £3. Western Supermare Radio Society will be holding its 6th Radio and Electronics Rally on the 26th of September. It will be held in the Campus Community Centre, Highland Lane Wall, BS247DX, which is just off at the M5 Junction 21. Over 60 tables have been booked and the doors will be open at 10 a.m. The entry is £3. The 3rd of October Welsh Radio Rally is cancelled as previously publicised. Now for DX News, SP9FIH and SP6CIK will be active as D60AC and D60AD, respectively, from the Comoros Archipelago. IOTA reference AF007 until the 2nd of October. They'll be operating SSB, CW, RITI and FT8 on 80, 40, 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10-metre bands. The preferred method of QSL is via Club Logs OQRS, otherwise use their home call signs. Look for JI3DST/5JR8YLY/5JR8YLY portable using FT8 from Shodo Island, which is AS200, until the 23rd of September and again between the 25th and 28th. All QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log and made available for Club Log matching on the IOTA website. Stian LB5SH will be active as OY stroke call signs from the Faroe Islands, which is EU018, until the 20th of September. He operates mostly SSB and FT8, possibly a bit of CW during the SAC contest, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now for the special event news, Thurrock Acorns Amateur Radio Club will be operating GB2BB for Battle of Britain until the 20th of September. Riviera Amateur Radio Club will be running GB8BB in September in commemoration of those who served in the Battle of Britain. Apologies for the error last week, this is the 81st anniversary of the Battle of Britain. GB8ROC will be operating from Scotland's secret bunker in Fife on Thursday the 30th of September. Further activity may take place the following weekend. This is to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the national stand down of the Royal Observer Corps and also to mark the 80th anniversary of the award of Royal Title to the Observers Corps in recognition of their services in the Battle of Britain. Operation will be HF and VHF, QSL via the Bureau. GB4SRM will be on the air for Railways on the Air on the 25th and 26th of September from Locomotion at Shildon in County Durham. All are welcome and entry to the venue is free. Contest news and operating contest, please keep yourself and your fellow amateurs safe. Today, the 19th, is the 70 Megs Affiliated Clubs contest running from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. The IRTS 70 SEMS County contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC today, the 19th, SSB and FM. The exchanger signal report and serial number, note the DI and GI stations also give their county. The IRTS 2-metre county contest is also today, but running from 1330 to 1500 UTC. Details and exchange are the same as for the 70 SEMS contest. Finally, the Bartag Sprint PSK 63 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Today, the exchange is just the serial number. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday sees the data leg of the 80-metre autumn series take place. 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchange's signal report and serial number. Next weekend, 48-hour CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest ending 2359 UTC on the 26th. Using the contest bands between 3.5 and 28 megs, the exchange is signal report and zone, which is 14 for us in the UK. The UK microwave contest, the group contest, runs next Sunday, 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes, 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Practical Wireless, 70 megs contest runs 1200 to 1600 UTC next Sunday the 26th. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA G3YLA and G4BAO. After last week's very active sun, they write, we have a quieter week and little solar activity. As of Thursday, there were zero sunspots and solar flux index had declined to 75, pretty much as predicted. The upside is that the sun has been quiet geomagnetically, with a maximum KP index of 3 over the past weeks. This means the ionosphere has not been adversely affected. HF conditions have been adequate rather than exceptional, with FT8, F2 layers opening on 10 metres as well as some late season sporadic E. Brazil has been logged in the late afternoons on 10 metres FT8, as have a few other stations from the Caribbean and South America. We haven't seen much of the long-awaited autumnal transatlantic DX on 10, but it's still early days. We may not see this until later in the month or even early October. At the moment, it isn't looking too good for next week either. NOAA predicts the SFI will be in the range of 76 to 78. This, of course, could change if we have a sudden outburst of sunspots. Geomagnetically, NOAA predicts more of the same with KP index at 2 or 3. PropQuest shows the predicted maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path is likely to just touch the lower end of 21 megs at times. Now for VHF and up, the continuation of the mixed week tropo and rain scatter modes seems to be the way to go during the period to next weekend. At the moment, the primary tropo period comes along for the first half of next week before being eroded from the west as Atlantic fronts move in. The preferred tropo directions are probably east across the North Sea and south into northern France. The other modes, such as meteor scatter and aurora, and of course that most reliable of DX modes, aircraft scatter, are always worth checking out. Now international air travel is getting frequent again. The dip in aircraft scatter opportunities that we had at the height of the pandemic should be reducing. So check the beaconspot.uk website for the latest on VHF and UP beacons and monitor them to see some interesting propagation. And set up some skets on VHF and UP via on4kst.info chat. Look on airscout.eu to download an excellent aircraft scatter path prediction program from Frank DL2ALF. No meteor showers this week and random meteor activity will be declining from the August-September peak, but keep checking in the early morning for the best random meteor scatter conditions. Time to put the EME system back in the dish for this month as we return to positive moon declination. On Tuesday, losses are still low but increasing this week. The moon is up from early evening to the early hours. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me likewise until next week.